As many of you might remember, I shared a testimony up here, or part of my testimony a few months ago, and it was super emotional, and I cried a lot. And I didn't realize until afterwards that that was the first time that I had shared that level of depth in my testimony, especially with a group this large. So I appreciate your guys' grace and understanding at that time. And tonight I'm going to share a testimony that I wrote a few years ago and not cry as much this time. I first learned about Jesus at a backyard Bible school when I was about 5. The woman who described Jesus said he would make my life better. He'd take all my sin away and make it easier not to sin. All I had to do was listen to God and he would bless me. Well, my 5-year-old interpretation of what she said sounded pretty great. Being a child who struggled with her anger, a life with less angry thoughts sounded perfect. But as I went on in my life, I soon realized Jesus did not make my life or my anger easier. It seemed to make life harder. Because the woman had told me I only had to listen to God in order to be blessed, I assumed I just wasn't listening hard enough. Every time life got hard, it made me feel punished by God for not listening or following him closely enough, which ended up making me even angrier. So I started to blame God for all the bad life things. It was God's fault. It was God's fault my dad didn't love me. It was God's fault I was raped. It was God's fault I had an angry and bitter heart. I spent many years building a mountain of lists of God's faults. I went on thinking that because I wasn't listening well enough to God, I was being punished. So I hated God. By the time I got to college, I was completely drained with bitter emotion. A life with no hope and much hate is exhausting. But God was working. My junior year of college, I was sitting in my room talking to a good friend of mine about what God had punished me with this time, when she interrupted me, looked straight at me, and asked, "What do you know about the character of God?" Thinking this was a stupid question, I proudly described my 5-year-old understanding of who I believe God to be. She laughed and told me to look into the character of God and report my findings. Finding this to be a pointless assignment, but trusting my friend, I complied. The more I learned, the more peaceful my heart became. Discovering the promises God had made to me and seeing how they lasted longer than any pain or anger I had ever felt broke the control and power of sin in my heart. Seeing the character of God being consistently loving, consistently faithful, and consistently present to his sons and daughters shattered all doubtful understandings of God I had been living with for so many years. It was a huge discovery for me to see that the hope found in Jesus lasts longer than any bitter feeling or heartache I could ever carry. I have put my faith in Jesus as my Savior because I believe he is Lord over all, and I choose to follow him in the fellowship of his church with the hope that he brings. We have such a beautiful God lifting us up. I want to leave you all with the encouragement found in Romans 5:10, which says, I can't read it. "For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" Not only does this verse speak of the truth of God's faithfulness to his creation, but also provides even more hope to our past, present, and future. I challenge each of you to get to know your God. Discover for yourselves the beautiful and loving character of the one who created you. It could very well shatter your world of doubt and anger. Before I go, I feel inclined to provide a short disclaimer. I felt anger when I met Jesus. I felt anger before I met Jesus, and I still have anger after accepting Jesus into my heart. I've come to understand that he does not take away the presence of sin in my life, but because of him, the power of sin has been broken. I pray that discovering God's promising character fills you with the same hope and reconciliation. Thank you.